Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
I want to move to another category, and that I don't know if you happen to see this. Corbin Burnes went to his arbitration here, and I, as a former player, I know most agents will suggest that you don't go to these meetings for the very reason that Corbin Burnes found out, and he says that this relationship between him and the Brewers has changed in a way that I don't think can be mended. Do you see him being moved before arbitration eligibility ends?
I mean, you know, this is going to be up to the Brewers. I think this was just penny wise on their part. I don't get it at all to be fighting with your ace over a few hundred grand. Now I do, you know,
$600,000 to be exact.
Yeah, I understand that the Brewers were hit by the pandemic more than most. Their TV contract is, if not the worst in baseball, one of the worst. And understandably, they're either the 29th or 30th market, depending on how you look at it, between them and Cincinnati. So they certainly have some money issues, but you can't be fighting with your ace. You know, that can't be the thing to do. They've made some curious decisions in the last couple of years. I mean, to trade Hader and upset the clubhouse the way they did, they just don't seem to count personality at all. And it's not all about analytics. It's not, you know, I mean, these guys are people too. I think this was a crazy decision. I also think the arbitrators blew this one. This was an obvious call to me.
Easy.
It's funny how the best players all were defeated. You know, Fried was defeated also. You know, Helsley, who's one of the better relievers, was defeated in arbitration. It seems like whoever's really good loses. Whoever's not so good seems to win. I'm not sure that this is to me, and I know the players wanted more arbitration because if the choice is arbitration or the teams just decide what you get, I guess arbitration's better. But to me, this process is greatly flawed. I mean, he was asking for a very reasonable sum. If you look at the obvious case was Shane Bieber, who also happened to finish seventh. They both finished seventh, right? So they should get the same raise. And if they gave him the same raise, he would have gotten, you know, closer to what he asked for in arbitration. They both won Cy Young Awards in the past. They're both a year away from free agency. It was clear to me this was the biggest slam dunk. And I almost thought that the Brewers were purposely losing to make him happy. But no, they want to save the grand, and you know, they upset the clubhouse last year. Now they've upset their ace. You know, good for them that they saved a few pennies, but just a very bad move by the Brewers in my estimation.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Cutting off your nose to spite your face. This doesn't seem like it's going in the right direction. I mean, for a while, the Brewers seem to be ascending. You know, they made the deal. They bring in some really talented players. You got those two frontline starters. And it just seems like ever since Yelich had the injury, things have started to go the opposite way, and they're headed in the wrong direction at this point. We'll see if Craig Counsell can work his magic and get these guys playing in the right direction again.